We are back all the way live. And OC, before I say anything, I want to say something that was from The Light Knight. This is what he said.
Okay.
Quality overrule, J-Bell. The pod without Uprise is like shopping for water without shoes. Uprise is always in effect on this podcast. It is a part of our DNA. Mm. We are the Uprise. Never again, brother. Never again.
But now we've talked over the whole song. They didn't even hear the song now.
They asked for it? We gave it to him.
We gave it to him, man.
You gotta secure the bag, man. That's all. It's brand new.
Let me hear that. Let me hear
that. I want a ball, man.
Ooh.
I want a ball. It's straight African music, man.
I love the Afro beats, man.
You know what you do, bro.
I really do. I love the Afro beats.
It brings you back in touch with, you know.
You've always been a trendsetter. And the Afro beat movement.
Yeah.
Is everywhere right now.
It is. It's everywhere, bro. Came out of Nigeria, took over Africa, it's in America now, it's in London, in England, everywhere, man. Afro beats, man. It's coming hard, coming out strong, just like we are, J-Bell.
We were first on the mic. You were first on the mic, so I give it to you, man.
What's up with you, man?
Something funny happened.
What you got for me?
When I was on my way up, I think you might find this funny. Coming up the elevator to the NFL office to do our podcast, How We Roll.
Mm-hmm.
I see AK, Alistair Kirkwood,
manager,
director. We always give him love on this pod. And me and him are just laughing and joking.
Yep.
And I had my headphones in. And he said, what are you listening to? And I said, Childish Gambino, the rapper. And
I looked at him
like, you know, whatever. And he's like, oh, okay, you know, you should be listening to The Uprise. And he started messing with me, started joking back and forth. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. You know, it was funny. He got me.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, because, you know, you listening to Donald Glover.
Mm.
He knew Childish Gambino.
He knew his actual name.
He knew his name.
Shout out to Al, man.
He knew his, and he act like, he played me like, oh, I don't know who you're talking about.
You should be listening
to Uprise. And as soon as he got on, he
You see, but that's Al, though.
Yeah.
He knows everything going on. But
he does.
He tries to, sometimes he's looking at you like, you know, maybe he doesn't know. He just wants to see if you know. Do you know who Donald Glover is?
He got me, bro. I was surprised, but I shouldn't be, right?
Yeah, you shouldn't be. That guy, he's on it, man.
The NFL is a great place.
But let me ask you something.
I'm listening, brother.
Because I saw something today myself
that
made me, I don't know how I feel about this, J-Bell.
All right.
And I want to see how you feel about
it. Okay.
This.
I got my pen out, and that means I'm going to write down something.
It down. Okay. See, I'm having a hard time trying to understand people who still smoke cigarettes. I'm trying to figure this out. And it's everywhere.
Okay.
It's everywhere. I feel like they smoke a whole lot of cigarettes out here in like Europe in general, right?
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah.
And in New York City. Like, in New York City, I felt like that compared to living in California.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was like, whoa, it's going down.
Now, I don't hold smoking cigarettes against anybody. You know, like,
I smoke cigars.
Do what you do, right?
But I do not want, man, we might need to blank that out, because when I go for insurance next time, they're going to be like, I heard on the podcast he smokes cigars, and they're going to knock me down.
You told yourself, it's too late.
I got a long policy, though. I'm locked in.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Golly.
So here's the thing, all right? Here's my only question, because we all have vices.
Yes.
All of us do. We all do things that we're not supposed to do, right? But here's what triggered me.
Okay.
So I'm walking down the street, and on the floor I see an empty pack of cigarettes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Empty pack, cigarettes, laying there on the floor. And I look at it, and then the memories started to come back into my mind. Not the memories, but just the what I saw on that empty pack of cigarettes blew my mind. You see, right there on the pack of cigarettes, you have, like, the worst picture.
Oh, it's the shock value is...
Right?
Yes.
So it's right there on the pack. This is what happens to you if you smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
My question is this. How do you go to a store or wherever you go, right?
Yes.
Pick up a pack of cigarettes right there on the cover.
Yeah.
It shows maybe a hole or something devastating.
Yes.
and you still buy it and start smoking a cigarette right there in front of you. I do not understand how powerful. Imagine this. You saw me eating this candy, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
Imagine
you just discuss that you got to go to the dentist.
Imagine if on every pack of candy, there was like a big hole in somebody's teeth or like diabetes.
Or cancer because of sugar.
What if that was on each pack of candy? Would you actually go pick up a piece of candy and start eating? As soon as you saw that, you just dropped the candy and be like, you know what? No, I'm through.
This is interesting because, okay, there are ways from marketing standpoint and or if you're trying to legislate something, mm. right? So how do you do it? It's reward and pain, okay?
Okay.
And all, you know, especially with the cigarette companies, you know, I don't know here, but I know in the U.S. when they lost that big lawsuit, mm-hmm. right, that money that cigarette companies paid went towards a lot of these ads.
Yes.
I'm not sure in this country. I'm very ignorant on that, but I know in the States. So they've always tried different things mm-hmm. as far as how do we deter mm-hmm. people from doing X. And we know that doesn't always work.
Right.
And it's because you almost can desensitize them so much that now your message of this pain is no longer shocking.
Really?
Think about it.
It's incredible.
I've looked at them
yeah.
and I've been like, oh my gosh, this is horrific. Or the commercials or the whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
People still do. People know, especially in the States, they know the implications of driving drunk. They know what it does.
Yeah.
They still do it.
Yeah.
It's all kind of things that people do until they are in the scenario, until it's real, until it's affecting them. They just kind of don't pay it much attention.
So do you think human beings...
It's a human thing.
Do you think we have a propensity for self-destruction? Is that really what... Because what you just said is correct. Absolutely correct. You know these things, but you just kind of think, I'm going to do it anyway.
You know what's funny? I'm going to bring this to football. And I'm not doing this because we talk football. I'm doing this because this is a conversation I've had. Mm-hmm. And I remember having this conversation, walking off the field with one of our linebackers. I won't say his name.
Okay.
And he's literally said, we were talking about what football does to you.
Yeah.
And this is before we were aware of the concussions and stuff like that. And he was like, the life expectancy was much shorter than the average
12
human.
Years, I think.
Yeah.
12 years.
And he was like, I'll take that all day.
Yes.
He's like, to continue to do what I'm doing right now, I'll take that all day.
Yes.
And I didn't think like that, but I didn't start to think, what am I doing? Should I stop?
Yes.
Okay. I'm on the field. You know how I played.
Yes.
Complete recklessness.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it now. And I question some of the things I did because my back is bad. My arm's bad. I'm trying to do certain things. And I'm like, man, that was stupid.
Okay.
But I'm feeling it now.
I'll give you that, right? I'll give you that.
But when I was in it, I'm in it, bro.
I'll give you that, right? But here's the thing in regards to that is that right now, I don't have to work.
Yeah.
My son doesn't have to work.
Right.
It's probably a chance that if he's smart, his son won't have to work.
Yes, and he
or
will
his
be.
Daughter, right?
For this high education you've given him.
Cool. Right. So all this happened because of that pain.
You put it on the line.
Put it on the line. All of this happened because of what I went and did out there on that football field, right?
Yes.
So if you ask me, will I do that again? 100%.
Sign me
No
up.
Matter what. My ankles are hurting, my hips, my knees.
Look at your knees,
my
bro.
My knees, my back. Everything is hurting. But would I do it all over again? Absolutely, because the reward was so incredible. The reward was so great. The reward was the best thing ever. I love the NFL. Love them.
I'm with you, bro.
Absolutely love the NFL for what it was able to do, no matter what's going on in my body.
I feel you.
So the reward. Now, what is the reward from smoking cigarettes?
So that is exactly prop. We all know there's addictive chemicals in there.
Yes.
I don't want to sound like an expert, and that's why the cigarette companies have lost all these court cases. And I think that instead of being rewarded and being able to promote these things as a positive, they have to show the advertisements as pure negatives, as detrimental as it could possibly be to you.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to reward, they don't want to allow this it to be marketed when they know it has addictive
that's
chemicals. Insane. But then again, you cannot tell people what they can and can't do.
Can't
if they
do
told
it.
Me I couldn't smoke a cigar, I smoke cigars. Like, I'm not sitting here saying I drink wine.
Yeah.
A lot of wine, especially when you're paying.
Yeah.
The most expensive
the
wine
most expensive
when you're
one.
Paying. You look at the bill I try to pay. I wonder if one time you actually make me pay.
Like, you know, Jason, I don't have this today, man. I don't have this. You do it. I'm just going to shove it back. You do it.
What? I'll be, man, what happened?
We'll see what happened.
But, you know, my card.
Working today. And,
man, I forgot my pen, man. My
daughter
been messing around with my pen. Mm. You can't change a pen, J-Bell. I'd make it up.
So they're trying to, have you seen this vaping thing? Now they're trying to stop. Trying to ban vaping.
Yeah, in the States, they're definitely working on that. And that the way they've got, I knew this was going to happen, though.
Yeah.
Government is always lagging technology.
Yes.
Technology pushes something forward.
Mm-hmm.
Government responds to protect the people.
Yeah.
So it's constantly, why am I doing this circle?
I don't know.
So this is government and this is technology.
Right.
I'm doing a big circle in front of OC and he's
right.
not. He was with me until I did the big circle.
I got you.
So that's what I think.
So, but how do you ban e-cigarettes but not cigarettes?
Well, they're trying to ban the flavored ones because they're marketing to the kids. They're pushing that on the youth. And I think there's something with vaping. Once again, I'm no expert, but it's I know a lot of people got sick in the States.
Yeah, so a lot of people got sick, but not the millions who died of lung cancer.
Listen,
these things just confuse me, man. I just get confused sometimes, bro.
You can't tell people what to do.
Yeah.
Everybody has a choice. You protect people however you deem you're capable of.
Yeah.
But you cannot tell people what to do. You cannot start that.
Yeah.
You can't. You go down that slope.
Yeah.
We're in a whole different. We're not here.
True.
You know, I mean, this is the problem that I think governing bodies always have. Like, you cannot, protection and freedom, it's a balance.
As a governing body, how do you choose which is, how do you say, okay, you can do this, but you can't do this, you can do this, but you can't do this, and they do that.
You're supposed to listen to the people. But that's how it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
We know that doesn't. That's interesting.
What we got now?
That was very interesting. We can't get into our football mind.
Yes.
Unless we stimulate our mind.
Got to be stimulated, bro.
Guess what, though?
What's that?
Let's bring the people in.
Okay.
If we're going to practice right now, we walk in, we're in the locker room, we're doing our thing. We ain't talking about football.
At all.
We're talking about this.
100%. Even crazy is this. Say we have a night game.
Yeah.
During the day.
Right.
And we're not watching football.
It makes you tired.
Yeah.
You can't watch
not
it.
Watching
it actually exhausts you.
Yeah.
You have
other things.
Yeah. You're not doing it. And when you come in the locker room or when you're sitting around or when you're in the steam room, sauna, chilling at the practice, whatever you do, you're talking about this kind
about
of stuff.
This type
like
of stuff.
This is what players do.
Yeah.
You know who talks more than anybody? We've always made this joke. Kickers.
Kickers.
The kickers have an opinion on everything.
They got so much time.
Oh, my God. They got books piled in their locker. What are you doing all day?
Yeah, nothing.
You don't want to get in an argument with a kicker.
Yeah.
Not because he knows more. Mm-hmm. He's got more time to keep messing with you about it.
Yep.
You're like, why do you – bro, I got to practice. Why are you bringing this up now?
He doesn't have to
practice. He got his hat on, tennis shoes, the punter. And, you know, I'm on special teams, so I'm cool with those dudes.
Yeah.
That it didn't. I never won.
Yeah, you can't.
I never won an argument.
Can't do it.
Like,
do it.
All day, bro?
Huh?
Anyway. It's the truth,
it
right?
It is the truth, 100%.
A long snapper? 100%. Don't ever get in a disagreement.
Oh, the
they
kickers.
Got you.
The kickers, man. Oh, my goodness. The kickers. Every single team I've been on, the kickers.
Just, oh,
non-stop.
Man.
Non-stop.
All day, man. Non-stop. Don't let there be anything going on. They got all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
We got so it's week four.
Already?
Week four, bro, it's moving fast, isn't it?
Every single week, every single year, you look up, all of a sudden it's midseason, bro.
It is. So I'm going to throw out my top four teams.
Okay.
And I'm going to – let me know what you think. In the AFC, Patriots.
100%.
Chiefs.
102%.
Okay. In the NFC, the Cowboys.
100%.
And I am not quite sure who else I go with. I think the Rams.
The Rams are undefeated, right?
They
haven't
Rams
lost a game.
They are undefeated.
Yeah, so you got to put them up there. This is the defending NFC champion.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You got to put them up there.
You got to.
Yeah.
I would have said the Saints, but.
Because of Breeze.
Yeah, Breeze. But, yeah, I mean, do you feel. You feel secure about that? You like that top four?
I love that top four. I mean, those are 100% the best four teams in football right now. You look at what the New England Patriots have done.
Yeah.
I mean, just defensively, that's where they stand out to me. Defensively, I think they've given up something like 3 points in three games.
There's been no touchdowns.
Nobody's scoring on them. Your boy, Gilmore.
Oh, gosh.
The best corner in football right now.
He is.
Locking people down.
He is.
What the New England Patriots have done defensively, to me, has been the surprise of the season.
Yes.
Because I knew they were a good defense.
Yes.
They lost Brian Flores, outstanding defensive coordinator. I didn't know they were going to go out there and perform like this. This is what they're doing defensively is mind-boggling, bro. Mind-boggling. So if they're able to bring that offense... their defense.
Oh, gosh.
How do you beat a team like that?
You said something that just sparked something. Do you think Bill Belichick, Brian Flores leaves, there's a transition, and Bill kind of takes over a little bit? He kind of puts – he kind of just
– Jay, so many people have left, man.
And he just kind of
– So many people have
left. He puts
left.
His imprint.
So many people have left. They've had – Weiss, they've had Crennel, they've had, what's his name, the coach is Houston now, O'Brien,
oh, yeah.
They have Flores, right?
Yeah, right. Oh.
So many people have left there, and they just keep on finding ways. There
it's the Bill
is
show.
One denominator there.
It's the Bill Show. And for anybody who wants, like, I don't want to give you too much of a deep breakdown defensively what they do, but I want to give you a nugget, and I want OC to let me know if he's with me on this. What they are is up front, they're guys, the up front seven, they're guys that can kind of move around and do everything,
mm-hmm.
right? They're very flexible.
They're linebackers especially.
Yes. And they're big enough with the big guys that you're not going to run on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and those guys are flexible. And in the back end, the DBs are they play man coverage,
mm-hmm.
and they can play it from any position. Meaning, I'm a corner. I can be in a defense that all of a sudden I'm disguising, and now I'm a safety.
Yes.
But I'm playing man.
Yes.
And I know how to play man. I might not understand all the zone concepts, but I know how to play man coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think why that's effective, OC, is if Belichick is such a good teacher. And I think when you play man coverage, and you talked about this, about defensive linemen and establishing their move, and you got to figure it out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Think if you have a coach that can really coach you on how to play man coverage, like understanding all of your threats.
Yes.
And they can do that for you in a way of how it impacts you in each game and what you're doing and what, you know, who you're playing against. You're playing man, but you're playing the plays that the offense is doing, right? He's okay. coaching that.
Okay.
I just don't think Belichick is so great with that.
Yeah.
He's a teacher
yeah.
of skill and technique. So it goes back to what we said on this before. High-level coaching matters.
High-level coaching does matter, but I'll say this, Jason, in regards to Stephon Gilmore. I'll say this in regards to
he's talented.
You know, I don't think we knew how good this player was.
Okay.
And alarm bell should have started ringing.
When he came out of Buffalo, free agency.
When New England paid him.
Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. Because they don't pay like that.
New England doesn't pay nobody.
And they gave him top dollar.
Top dollar. They paid him at the height. They paid him like this is the best corner in football. New England?
And we thought the because Patriots. They needed it, but obviously they saw something.
New England, Jason. New England doesn't pay nobody. They have a Hall of Fame, 6 Super Bowl winning, best quarterback ever. They didn't pay him. They refused. They refused to pay him.
We're going to get this dude over here, though.
But we're going to pay this guy. You should have known right then and there, this is Gilmore has to be the best cornerback in history. He has to be the best cornerback in history. He has to be. Because how do the New England Patriots decide to pay that guy? They've let everybody else walk. Chandler
you
Jones,
so right.
Great pass rusher. We'll find other ones. Oh. Trey Flowers. But they chose to pay this guy?
No, you're
and
right.
And now he's locking everybody down.
Oh, gosh, you're right.
Stephon Gilmore. Oh. Best cornerback in history. Better than Deion Sanders. Better than primetime.
That hurts my feelings. Actually.
I know, but I'm just telling you.
No, evidence. I hear what you're saying.
Points that makes, towards that.
Look how he's panned out. He's the man.
Crazy.
I mean, you build that defensive backfield around him because you got a guy who can match up with the best guy on the team. So you're right. Without that, the chess pieces don't move the same way for them. Mm. I was going to go to KC, but let's just jump to the NFC because this is interesting because I like that. I didn't think about that. Let's talk about Dallas.
Okay.
And everybody is up in arms about Dak Prescott.
Up in arms?
Yeah.
Are they taking up arms against?
Can I say that?
You can say up in arms,
yeah,
but
because people don't like the Cowboys when they're good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Same way with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I wanted to talk about these two teams because these are like when people just don't like them to be good.
Yeah.
Okay.
People don't like New England because New England's always winning.
Yes.
And people don't like Dallas because, you know, yeah, because of Dallas.
It's Dallas, yeah. It's that whole thing.
Yeah.
So we've talked about this before, but let's get into this and I want to know your opinion. Kellen Moore comes on. He's developed this offense for Dak Prescott. He's flourishing. They know each other. It's making sense. Now, you always talk about coaching. Do you think – I mean, when I look at this, I see an offense that basically gives answers to the quarterback. And what I mean by that is he doesn't have to look out there and – figure out who's going to win the one-on-one battles.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of what the Rams have done, kind of what the 49ers have done. They're scheming up routes for him,
okay.
right? They're like, and they're like, it's this down and distance, this part of the game, right? Understanding that. It seems like it's flowing like that.
Yes.
Once again, coaching, new kind of age coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think some of these coaches and these play callers with the new NFL are just fading away?
The older ones,
yeah. Have they adjusted well? Because these new ones, these new play callers, they are standing out. The only offensive guys seem to be, I mean, the only older ones besides Andy Reid
mm-hmm.
are on defense. Even Doug Peters Doug Peterson is new to the game.
Yeah, but I think you're onto something there. You're right. But here's what I've come to realize is that all that happens, but it only happens for like a short period of time.
Okay, I agree with that.
You understand what
I
mean?
Yeah.
It only happens for like a short period of time, and then the old guard, the old school, they raise up and they're like, you know what? We've had enough of that.
Yeah. Because they either implement that or they find a way to stop it.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
They start to shut it down. Yeah. And then, because at the end of the day, football is running and hitting, right? No matter what you draw up, no matter what you scheme,
That's it.
Running and hitting.
Yes.
So at the end.
Speed and toughness.
This is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Period. And so all that new cutesy stuff, it works for a little while. They had the RPO. They had the read option.
They figured out how to really shut that. They use that now, but it isn't what it was a couple years ago. We were talking about that like this is the new NFL.
Shut that down.
Oh, you're right.
Shut that down.
I hear what you're saying.
They shut it all down.
I hear what you're saying.
And it's going to go back to what has always worked. It's always going to go back to that. They come out with these new innovative new things, and it works for a little while. But even in the big games, they never get over the hump. They can never beat like the established old guard using those techniques. It just never happens, man. Never happens.
It's because the old elite guard has answers.
Been there.
Yeah.
They've been there.
Yeah.
They've been there. When Cam came with that stuff with the Panthers,
yeah. He caught it for a year.
Killing them. Killing them. And then they went to the Super Bowl and ran into Wade Phillips.
And you called that from the beginning.
No chance.
I had to give you love on that. You were like, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, no chance.
I played this position. This is what is going to happen.
You run all that cute stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
But you see Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware? Somebody's got to block them.
Them two going to eat. I hate
somebody
that you are right.
Is going to have to block them.
Oh, my God.
And all your RPOs, all that, you still have to, the fundamentals of football.
Yes.
If you can't do that.
Yes.
You have no chance. And so it all goes back to that.
I think when we talk about these teams we just talked about, too, I don't know how we got here.
Mm-hmm.
But on one side of the ball, they are fundamentally advanced.
Yeah.
All those teams, either on both sides, the Patriots,
mm-hmm.
arguably Dallas here.
Strong on defense. And offensively, they're still running still smash
mouth
football.
They are. And what they've done is, and it's simple, but what they've done is the window dressing, right?
Yep.
The motions, the moving all the people around. But it's basic football.
Basic football.
Zeke Elliott is going to quietly have one of his best years, mm-hmm. I think.
He's gone over 100 the past two games.
Right. And he's going to – late in the season football, what do you got to do?
Smash mouth. Run the ball.
Run the ball. Especially you go somewhere, the weather's bad.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to tackle when it's cold.
Yeah. It is what it is, man.
I think we on to something.
Absolutely,
I think
man.
We on to something. Let's –
We had a question from
– Start getting
one of our producers, actually.
Okay. What was the question, OC?
He was talking about Daniel Jones.
Oh, he did.
Go
talk
DJ.
About
that's my DJ.
Go DJ. That's my DJ.
You know what?
I love this.
You know, I'm not gonna do that because I feel like.
What you not? What do you mean you're not gonna do that?
I'm still loyal.
Uh huh. Yeah, that's your boy.
I'm still loyal to Eli.
Yeah, of course.
And so
you bled with Eli, man.
Yeah,
you
I did.
You guys,
real blood.
Yeah,
we bled real blood.
Yeah. Real life blood.
Real blood. And so I'm gonna respect Eli. Okay. For at least another couple of weeks before I start praising, singing the praises of Danny Dimes, who apparently is a flat. Everybody was like, oh, why would you draft this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
They went against your boy Gettleman. I like him.
Why? I was like, you know, that guy probably knows something we don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I know Gettleman.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably knows something we don't know. Let's see what happens.
Let's see how this shakes out.
Let's see what happens. Looks like they got them a winner.
They did. And you always say this, and people that haven't played in New York, it takes a special character to deal with that media. You've been in holdout situations.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a person with strong mental fortitude to play out
that,
there
yeah,
and be successful.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen that place eat quarterbacks alive.
Finish
There's another
off.
Team over there that wears
yeah.
green.
Yeah.
They spit some quarterbacks out.
Yeah. Maybe the quarterback they have now should have spit instead of. Maybe he wouldn't. You know, I don't know. I mean, you're a big time quarterback, man. Like, why?
Oh, you got that.
Why would you?
Got the kissing.
Like, why would you do that?
Who you?
I'm confused. You gotta watch who you're.
I don't. Exactly.
Anyway.
That city isn't for everybody.
Anyway.
That city is not for everybody.
Never heard about Eli having no.
Hey, listen.
Kissing disease.
Man.
It's just not happening.
Get him and pick the right guy.
Yeah, he's not. I can guarantee you. Daniel Jones. I don't know what's going to happen with his career,
but
he's not going to have kissing disease.
Oh, man.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, gosh.
I'm quite sure that there's a lot of things that's going to happen in his career. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs.
Oh, man. This is when I start sweating.
Yeah. He's definitely not going to have. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead, man. What we got? We gonna ask Jason.
They're gonna lose some games, but he'll be all right.
He'll be fine.
Gosh! All right.
He's not gonna miss half the season because he wanted to. You got what?
That don't know,
Jason, imagine a conversation.
The quarterback for the Jets got mono, and then
imagine a conversation you got. You're missing half. Why are you missing half the season? sir. You got what?
The training staff deals with a lot.
You're going to throw our season down the drain because
you was.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead, man.
On to our point.
Yeah.
New York is not for everybody.
Not for everybody, no.
Oh, my gosh. No. Paul Philby, okay? This is what he said. Mm-hmm. I just got to throw this out here. I actually took a screenshot of this.
Yeah.
This is Ask OC, Ask J Bell. He said, just discovered the podcast and binged half of the episodes in 2 days.
Wow.
While I was hunting for a job. I appreciate the much needed laughs. Unfortunately, I'm a Dolphins fan, so no smiles there.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, will we get a W this season and against who? I didn't really read it for that question.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you've been watched.
Binged, yeah.
While trying to get
binge
on
listened.
The job hunt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, binge listened.
Binge listened.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the correction.
No, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I understood what you were saying, so, yeah.
Will they get a W?
Yeah, of course
they'll get it.
They're going to win a game at some point.
Yeah,
somebody's going to go down to Miami the night before.
Yeah.
They're going to go to Prime 112.
What's your song?
Which one?
The Miami song.
Rush, get me. They're going to do that. Somebody's just going to get smacked up down there in Miami.
Oh,
they're going to win a game for sure.
Man.
Don't worry, man. And shout out, I hope your job hunt goes
I like
well.
That, man.
I hope your job hunt goes
I
well.
I like that, man. Once again, more people have spoken. The Uprise music is back.
Yes, it is.
Back to state. Yeah, some people have said the Uprise music in Jason and OC's podcast is like the pickle in a McDonald's.
But
he didn't say a burger. He just said
just
a McDonald's.
In a
is
McDonald's.
That how they say it out here?
Pickled in a McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm getting confirmation. In a McDonald's.
This is what it's called? Can I have
you
a
wouldn't
McDonald's?
Say a burger. You just said in a McDonald's.
But McDonald's has like 1,000 different
right.
burgers.
Right, but I guess he's saying in all of them.
Yeah.
Hit us back and let us know if that's what the deal is.
Actually, I'm going to have a Big Mac, man.
You're going to have a Big Mac with a pickle.
I'm definitely going to have a Big Mac
yeah.
at some point today.
And people have said it has to be there whether you ask for it or not.
Did I just say Big Mac?
Yeah.
McDonald's didn't pay us, did they?
Man,
strike
that out.
Strike that out. Strike McDonald's
strike
down.
Strike this whole quote out. McDonald's hasn't given us 1 cent. Oh, Jay Silva, he asked, should the Redskins fire Gruden now? What is the solution for the Redskins?
Listen, Gruden's been there 5 seasons, you know.
Yeah.
He's been there for
he's had a chance, right?
Quite a while.
Yes.
If they don't win, I mean, I know they drafted the first-round quarterback, which is – what people like to do whenever they want to get like extra year.
Yeah, but that really wasn't his call though, right?
That was Snyder.
Yeah, Snyder.
Oh, Snyder.
And,
Snyder liked him.
Bruce Allen.
Bruce
yeah.
Allen.
Yeah, that was their call.
That was their call.
How funny is it that he and Haskins went to high school with Snyder's son?
Oh, you see, it's not who you know; it's how you know.
So you know that
got him a job because of that.
You know that nice tuition you paying?
Yeah. Oh, that's why I'm doing it. I was at my son's school the other day. And, you know, I pulled up and, my little Toyota Prius, the little Uber.
Did you have your shoes on?
I had my shoes on this time. I did.
We can't have people thinking.
Little Toyota Prius. Yeah. Motorcade pulls right beside me. Three cars, the big Suburbans, black guy comes out. The little black Suburbans, three of them, the security guards come out the car. One of the guys goes inside in his suit on. Yep. I was like, oh, my goodness.
What kid is this?
I had no idea, but I got out of there. I was like, I'm not staying around to find out.
Time, I don't even want to see this kid. They might have you in a picture like, he's identified. Yeah. You don't want that kind of pressure on you.
But it seemed, looked like some sort of ambassador to me.
It's that kind of school you at.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to keep working. When it's my daughter's time, we
I got you.
Yeah, we got a game plan here.
Easy.
I like this name. Check this out. Mm-hmm. Mendez.
Mendez.
Yeah, but like how he
Mendez.
Does it.
Mendez. Yeah,
Mendez. That's how I would say it because I don't speak properly 90% of the time. Mm. As you both played in New York for the Giants, where the Jets rivals yours or – nah, we didn't know.
No, Jets are like our baby brother.
Yeah, we didn't care. Oh, and he said, or were the divisional rivals Dallas, Philly, and the Redskins?
Oh, Dallas, Philly, and the Redskins. On the list of Giants rivals,
yeah,
the Jets are probably like number eight.
Yeah, Jets.
They're like
Jets
all the way down there, man. They're like our kid brother.
Yeah,
it's like,
They didn't even really hang out in the city.
Yeah,
they
you didn't even see them.
No, you didn't. They were too. They practiced too far out.
Yeah,
it was our city.
Yeah,
you know.
The Jets or no, it's not disrespecting.
No,
the Jets,
it's just the truth.
It's just the truth.
It's the truth. You know. But yes, anytime we played any of those three teams, it felt like a boxing match. It was literally you play another game, and I don't know why it just became a slugfest like that.
It was bad.
It was hate.
I'll tell you a rivalry that
tell me
nobody really knows about.
Talk to me.
And I didn't know this until I went to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Have you seen Atlanta play New Orleans?
You told me about this, and I didn't. Remember we covered the game, and you told me what was going to happen. I was like, this is crazy.
It's crazy, bro.
The city was – I thought there was going to be street fights.
Bro, it's bad. It's bad. And it's like nobody outside of those two cities knows why – I know it's a divisional matchup, but this is a different level of
– Is it because they're so
animosity.
Close?
It's not, they're not even that close. I mean –
Not,
I don't know what it is, man.
Is it?
They do not. They literally hate each other. Hates. And it's not like that between Atlanta and Carolina or Atlanta and, you know, the other team. No. Atlanta and Tampa.
Yeah.
Tampa and Carolina. No, it's just Atlanta, New Orleans, and it is not good, bro. It's not good. The very first game we played them, I was down there, and they started screaming. Saints were like, who that? Who that? Who? And I was looking around. I was like, oh, my. What the hell is going on? What is going on here?
This is dark.
They were on top of me, J-Bell. They were on top of me, man. And I was like, this is not good. I didn't know they didn't like each other like that. I'm in New York. I'm chilling. You know, I come down in here, and it's fisticuffs right away. Unbelievable.
I'm not ready for this.
No. It's crazy.
You told me this, and then I started to pay attention. I was like, I mean, this is gangster in a bad way.
That's the bad gangster.
That's the bad gangster.
That's the bad gangster, man. The bad one.
Oh, gosh. Last question, man, because this is intense. Amber 2000.
Okay.
Wonder why she's 2000.
Amber.
2000. Maybe she's born. Well, if you're born in 2000.
2000, yeah, that's cool.
Could happen.
That's okay. 2000.
Yep.
19.
Yep. The first bye week kicks in this weekend. Mm-hmm. Sorry. What do you do on a bye week when you were a player? Or is that top secret? Very good question.
My bye weeks were always spent in Atlanta. And I was in a place that, Amber 2000, you wouldn't want to know. You would think of me completely differently. You would say, you're not a good guy, O.C. You're a very, very bad person. If you knew the places I was going to in Atlanta. So that's what I did on my bye week.
Oh, God.
Man, Atlanta was just popping.
You
man.
Were the man in Atlanta. Still gosh. Are. Atlanta Still is, are the man in
oh,
Atlanta.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Atlanta's something else, man.
The bye week is, I think OC kind of hit the nail on the head. I think most people go back to where they're from, unless they have a family set up in the city they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And
just let
they get back on the plane thinking, I got to get my life together because I got a game next week.
This isn't good. This is not good.
You always go out there like, I'm going to rest. I'm going to do this. I'm going to chill out. None of that.
No rest.
If you don't have an injury or a problem or you haven't been playing terrible, you're on vacation.
You're having a good time. A great time.
I think that's how we end it.
That's it, man.
Throw that uprise out. We are loving it. Keep us sending all the good messages, all of the reviews. We couldn't appreciate you more. The games are coming to London, the UK. Me and Osi need to get some sleep. It is not the bye week.
You know what we're going to do?
What's up?
Listen to the words of this song right
here. Let me hear.
This is what we're going to do when the game's coming in, okay? You ready?
Okay, yep.
Chase that bag, man.
Ooh.
You got to chase it.
Got to chase that bag.
Got to secure the bag, J-Bell.
We're
going to secure the bag.
Long term, secure the bag. That is the theme for the games in the UK. Securing the bag. We are out. Jason Osi Podcast. Holla at us. Just the bag, oh. Secure the bag, oh. I want the ball like president. On the private trips when me drop top. Astro, enemies go with my crew. I want the ball like governor. On the private trips when me drop top. Astro, enemies go with my crew. You got to chase the bag, don't chase the beat, Joe. Everything they get limit to. You have to think fast, you have to be wise. Make you no go delete.